Why? The yad kamla kam Rabbi Shmuel Hossam al the chimamayit piachila kamamayit ktsira. The wonders of Yishmael say in our Mishnah that you should make less of a ktsira, only cut off 3 soin worth of barley, not 5. The chimamayit piachila, you cut off less kamamayit ktsira, you're doing less of a malacha. Therefore, you're better off doing less of a malacha to not cut off 5 soin, but rather only cut down 3. All right, turn over. We'll continue one on the other side. But over here, if you're going to take off only 2 figs, that's the 2 separate branches, you're going to end up doing more of a malacha. You're going to have to do 2 ktsiras. So vada, therefore, it's simple. The malacha should be shalosh ma'asinim, that you only cut off the 1 branch that has the 3 figs on it, because the ma'asinim is only 1 malacha. So vada, you're better off doing 1 malacha. Even though the ma'asinim, there is a ribu b'shirim, like lechatchila, if you have a choice of 1 branch that has 3 figs and 1 branch that has 2 figs, of course you should only pull off the one that has 2 figs. Because pulling off the 3, there is an isra of ribu b'shirim. But it's not like doing a whole new melach of ktsira. So if a vada here, where you have 2 separate ones on 2 separate branches, and 1 branch has 3, pshita, do just 1 ktsira with the 3, that's all that's the flesh of a chilo Shabbos. Now the Mishnah says, mitzvah so'imer, lo'avi min ha'koriv. The mitzvah of the Imri is to bring the wheat, bring the barley from the closest to Yerushalayim. And the Gemara will say 2 reasons why. Now, loy biker hakorv Yerushalayim. Let's say you cannot find a barley that's close to Yerushalayim, or else Rashi says, I mean, loy biker means it wasn't ripe yet, that the barley close to Yerushalayim is not ripe yet. Since so, and you have to bring from the chodesh, from the new crop, so you can bring it from any place of Eretz Yisrael. And Ma'aseh once happened, Shebor Migagos Rifim. The ones came and brought the barley from this place, Gagos Rifim, which was far away, was near Lud, was far away from Yerushalayim. Or Shtelechem once happened, and they brought the Shtelechem, the wheat, for the Shtelechem, Midikat Ayin Secha, from this place, was near Shechem. So even though far away, if they couldn't find anything closer, Avad, as long as it's brought from you, Eretz Yisrael, it's okay. Just like a chilu, the Mishnah says you should bring it from places close to Yerushalayim. So Mordechai says, my time, what's the reason it should be close to Yerushalayim? He brings in one chapter is Mishum Karmel. Mordechai says, Karmel means fresh. Rashi says, Takriv Rach Umoli. Stay at Tfuah Rach, it should be soft and fresh. So if you have to bring it from a long, a far away place, the wind on the way will make it hard. So that's a svar to bring it closer. He brings some other pshat is Mishum de Mavir ala mitzvahs. Pashut, don't be Mavir ala mitzvahs. Since you can bring it from a place closer to Yerushalayim, don't go far away to get it from a far away place. Rather, do the mitzvah as soon as possible. Then it says, Ma'aseh Shemoim and Beginnah Srifim. What's happened? They brought the Omer from this place, Beginnah Srifim. Tanu Rabbanan. Price says like this. This was a story. Kishetzeru Malchei Beis Chashmonoi Zial Zeh. By the Beis Chashmonoi, they're having fights one over the other. So they were fighting around over Yerushalayim. Vayuhurknes Mibachutz. Rublis, Ibifnim. So Rashi said these were two brothers. Hokunis and Rublis were two brothers. And they were fighting who should conquer. One was inside Yerushalayim, one was outside Yerushalayim. Now, every day, the people inside would send some money outside, the coop in the basket, they didn't stop the korban atamid. So he used to at least let them take in a korban, an animal, to make the korban atamid. There's one older person, like she says, Mivifnin, inside. He knew how to talk, the Chochmas Yivonis. So, the Chochmas Yivonis, so lost them, the Chochmas Yivonis. He like made signals to them, the Chochmas Yivonis. Omelin, he said like this, that Kol Zaman Shasukim B'Yavoidah. Kol Zaman, they're doing the Avoidah, and him serving B'Yotchem. If somebody inside told the people outside, listen, Kol Zaman, you're going to deliver a korban atamid to be brought inside, you're not going to win Yerushalayim. So they listened to the people outside. The market the next day, Shulshul and Vinyu, the people inside, sent outside the money again, the coop in the basket. Now this time, Velelahem Chazir, this time they lifted up a pig. When the pig was lifted up halfway up the chayma, the wall, this was around Yerushalayim, noyes a tipon of the chayma, the pig stuck his fingernails into the wall, then his daza Yisrael abe meyas parsa, abe meyas parsa. The Eretz Yisrael shook 400 parsas by 400 parsa. Shmuel says that the Yais Yisrael, when that happened, when Eretz Yisrael shook 400 parsa by 400 parsa, so the Chum said then that Oru should be cursed, Sheyagdil Chazir, a person that raises a pig, and also the Oru should be cursed, Sheyumad Bnei Chochmas Yivonis, anybody that teaches his son Chochmas Yivonis, and because this person inside knew the Chochmas Yivonis, he was able to talk to the Romans outside, and that's what happened. Now, the Yalois is sure at that time, Shanina was learned that Maisa once happened, Shebo Haimah Meginas Trifim, that they had a first find the barley that came from Ginas Trifim, a faraway place they couldn't get from closer. Or Shtelechim, that year also, when it came Shavuos, in order to get the wheat for the Shtelechim, that was the year that it happened, Mibikas Ayin Secher, that they finally got wheat from this Bikar Ayin Secher. And Rashi says, because those army men, the Oysa Chayelis, they destroyed all the wheat or barley around Yerushalayim. So that year, after they went away, they couldn't find any barley or wheat close to Yerushalayim. They had to find it far away. So Moses says, what happened was, Kimati Omer, that year when it became the second day of Pesach, they had to have the barley to bring the Omer. They didn't know where to bring it from. Like all the lands around Yerushalayim were destroyed. So they didn't know where to bring the Yomer. So afterwards they made an announcement. So who knows where to find barley? So also Chash, a person that could hear but can't speak, came. So he said like this: Oisiv Chad Yod Igra, one hand he pointed towards the roof. For Chad Yod Atzrifa, one hand he pointed towards like a tent. So Amalu Mordechai, so Mordechai was like, "What was a chacham there?" He said, "Asher Shoyi b'me Ach." Achashverosh. Rashi and his mamish to Mordechai was b'nei Achashverosh. So, Amalu Mordechai, mi'ikah duchta tishma gina tzrifim. Is there any place around it that's called gina tzrifim? And that's what this person means to tell us. If you want to know where to find Bali, go to a place called gina tzrifim. Or else maybe a tzrifim gagos. Maybe the name was the opposite way around. Tzrifim gagos. So, Bodka, they checked all over the Ashkechor, they found. And they found that's the place where to get Bali from. And the same thing happened that year, when it came Shavuos that year, they had to bring the fresh wheat to make the Shtelechem with. Because they have a Yod and Echel, they don't know where to bring it from. So Achraz also, they asked around, Achraz, they put out announcements, and also Yehu Gavro Charsh, again, this person that could hear but can't speak, came, and Isav Yod, one finger this time, he pointed towards his eye, for Chad Yod HaSichra, and one a finger pointed towards the Sichra. Rashi says that's the Gechur Shebe Mezuzah Sabelis Shebe Teichum, that's the hole where the doorpost stays on, where the door turns around on. That little hole, that's where he pointed to. In other words, the sockets of the bolt, that's where he pointed to. So again, Amunu Mordechai said, Miyikaduch, is there any place around the Shema Ayin Seicher? The name should be called Ayin Seicher. Or Yisrael Ryan, or the other way, Yisrael Ryan. So Bodka, they checked out, the Ashkelu they found. So that was the mindset of that year, they had to find the wheat from far away, and they had to find the barley from far away. Now the Gemara says, Hanu Sholish Noshim, there were three ladies, the Icy Sholish Kinim, that they brought three pairs of birds for Kabonis. Chod Amru, one said, Lizivosi, one said, I'm bringing this right now for my Zivosi. The Chad Omer once says Liyamasi, since that means Yoma for the day. The Chad Omer Liyamasi for my Oyma. So Zavim, when they thought to say Zivosi means a Zavim Mama, she was a complete Zavim. That's why she's bringing her two kabonis now, two birds now. What does Liyamasi means for my day means? Liyamasi Mamish, to the day also. But then Liyamasi means like for the Yam, for the flow of the dam. Mamish, Liyamasi means Liyoyma, Kula, that he meant to say for all the period of time that passed by, for a regular period. So Gemara thought to say, if so, Tekuna Chod Echatis V'Chod Oilo, they're all the same type of a thing, the Kabbalah for a Zavah. So out of these two birds, one is a Chatis, all of them, and one is an Oilo. Moricha said back, no. Shemo, maybe the lady meant like this, that Bezoiv Sichno, she became a Sakona, she had such a big flow of dam then, she was Sakona Sephoshis. And because that after she got well, she wants to bring a Taita, she wants to give her daughter to Hashem. Shem also the Yam Sichno, she went over a journey over the Yam, the Sakona happened there. So she wants to give her daughter to Hashem. Well, Shemo Bi'enesif, maybe she had a Sakona with her eyes. Something happened with her eyes. She had an infection in the eye. If so, the Kumi Elas Ninu, that they weren't only a Korban Elas, her daughter to Hashem, they're not a Korban Chatas, they're only a Korban Elas. So that's what happened. Brought back, they checked out the ashes they found. That's taka true. That's what happened. All she meant to say was, she's a Mokim Sakona, therefore all these Oifos are only a Korban Elas. All right, we'll stop here.